Major Hollywood studios have backed away from their decision not to send out any promotional copies of movies in the running for this year's Oscars. The proposed ban angered many who said it would have given studio movies an advantage over smaller independent features. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
The DVDs and tapes are called screeners. Studios send thousands of them to actors, directors, writers, producers, technicians, critics, and other journalists. Basically, anyone with influence over the awards that lead up to the Oscars and the Academy Awards themselves. Jack Valenti, president of the major studio trade group the Motion Picture Association of America, or MPAA, says last year his members sent out screeners of 68 films.
People give those screeners to other people who give them to other people, and then pirates pounce on them. So we found that of the 68 titles, 34 were pirated.
And so late last month, the MPAA announced that this year there'd be no screeners. Hollywood went into open revolt. Directors, producers, and actors took out full-page ads asking the MPAA to rescind the ban. They said it put smaller, riskier films at a disadvantage because the major studios could afford to rent out theaters to screen their films and make sure Oscar voters saw them. Gene Oppenheimer, a critic for the New Times chain of newspapers and member station KPCC in Pasadena, California, says the ban could have hurt the Oscar chances of several of this year's critically acclaimed films.
Earlier in the year, there was a very small, wonderful film called Raising Victor Vargas. There have been a number of really just terrific films recently. Lost in Translation certainly is one.
Oppenheimer, who's also president of the Los Angeles Film Critics Association, says even a film that's in theaters now runs the risk of being forgotten by Oscar time because 80 or so films are likely to be released between now and the end of the year. She says screeners remind people of all of the films that came out this year. Oppenheimer says the association canceled its awards to protest the ban. Yesterday, the MPAA and the Motion Picture Academy, which gives out the Oscars, announced a compromise. The Academy's 6,000 members who vote on the Oscars will receive screeners on videotape, not DVD, if they sign a pledge that they won't give the tapes to anyone else under threat of expulsion. MPAA President Jack Valenti says he's asked the studios to do what they can to make the ban less painful for everyone else in Hollywood.
The studios are making extra screenings available, maybe tripling the amount of theatrical screenings they will have at various places so that you will be able to see every picture you possibly can see.
Valenti points out that screeners have only been going out for about a decade. Nonetheless, the people who won't get them under the new plan are angry. Melissa Gilbert is president of the Screen Actors Guild, or SAG, which gives out its own awards in the run-up to the Oscars. Gilbert says the new plan means the 100,000 members of SAG who are not also members of the Academy, herself included, will have a much harder time voting for their colleagues' best performances without the screeners.
This move just cuts us out of the process, and the one thing you don't want to do is make SAG members feel irrelevant.
Meanwhile, critic Gene Oppenheimer says even under the new proposal, some films will be at a disadvantage because critics won't see them.
With this decision, it seems that the MPAA is recognizing the essential usefulness of screeners in the awards process, but it's denying the screeners to groups that play a very strong role in getting those films looked at, even by Academy members.
Another group of critics is angry about the ban as well. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which gives out the Golden Globe Award, sent a letter of protest to the studios, but they won't be canceling their awards ceremony. Rick Carr, NPR News.